Welcome to this podcast about Strong Tide Inlet and Chatham Islands in British Columbia. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Strong Tide Islet is one of the Chatham Islands off the southeastern tip of Vancouver Island, about 5.4 miles east-northeast of Victoria, and 2.5 miles northeast of Oak Bay, British Columbia. Royal Navy surveyors named the group in 1846 for HMS Chatham, the escort vessel of HMS Discovery, which carried Captain George Vancouver on his 1792-94 survey of what is now the British Columbia coast. The group also includes Alpha, Griffin, and Van Trait Islands. Strong Tide Islet itself was named separately in 1862, by Royal Navy surveyor Captain George Richards, who noted on his chart of the area that the ebb tide runs strongly past it, nearly 6 knots at spring tides. All the islands except Alpha Islet, an ecological reserve, lie within Chatham Islands Indian Reserve No. 4 and fall under the jurisdiction of the Songhees First Nation. From the early 18th century to the late 19th, the British Crown signed treaties with indigenous peoples in its North American colonies to define land rights and support peaceful relations. Those signed after 1763 transferred Aboriginal title to the Crown in exchange for reserve lands and other benefits. The Chatham Islands are treaty lands, but the Songhees First Nation never forfeited its rights to the foreshore and aquatic lands. That foreshore remains provincial Crown land, subject to those retained rights. Radio station CJVI served Victoria and southern Vancouver Island at 900 kHz continuously from May 1945 until September 2000, when owner Rogers Broadcasting took it off the air and replaced it with FM station CHTT. In 1963, CJVI moved its transmitting facilities to Strong Tide Islet under a long-term lease with the Songhees Nation, which let the First Nation continue using the site and gave it a revenue source. The towers have since remained for other purposes, including navigation and aviation lighting. In 2014, boaters reportedly dragged an anchor through the islet's power cable, cutting electricity to Strong Tide and nearby islands. A temporary generator kept the tower lights running until a replacement cable was laid the following year. Thank you for listening. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy edited by Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.